Joining us is Rachel Sutherland from Fox News Radio to update us on the Senate conversation with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Rachel, thanks for coming on with us today.
Hi, good morning. Well, so much has happened since Pompeo spoke to the Foreign Relations Committee yesterday, because he was talking a lot about North Korea and how he expected this June 12th summit would still be on. But as we know, just in the past hour or so, President Trump has canceled that summit in Singapore after comments were made by the Vice Foreign Minister of North Korea, basically calling Vice President Pence stupid. And so that did not go over well. And the president has said that the comments have fueled his decision to call off the summit. Now, he wrote kind of a Dear Kim letter. It was kind of a lengthy letter in which he thanked him for all the negotiations so far. He thanked him for the release of U.S. Prisoners and said he hopes to meet him in person eventually, but just right now it's not the right time.
So do we have any indication from this administration on the next steps that we will be alerted to, or is it really just that the ball's in your court, Kim Jong-un?
Really appears that the ball is in North Korea's court right now. This could all kind of be a negotiating tactic. Maybe it's not over. It was just a date that was set for June 12th. We could have it that, you know, it ends up being a week late, a month late. The president says he just gave some remarks in the Roosevelt Room not long ago, saying that, you know, he does remain open to the idea of having a summit with North Korea. But he says that because of the comments that were made, and by the way, they were responding to something Vice President Mike Pence said on Fox, actually. He was saying essentially that if Kim Jong-un didn't agree to some kind of agreement, he may face the same fate as Muammar Gaddafi of Libya, which in 2003 he gave up his nukes, and it was several years later that he ended up toppled by NATO forces. So that didn't go over well.
Yes, absolutely. When Pompeo was testifying before Congress, did he get to talk at all about the negotiations, the deals with China and the trade war and all of that?
He did. He talked about that telecom company, ZTE. That's been in the news, too, but kind of flies under the radar with everything else going on. That company, U.S. intelligence officials are concerned that the Chinese government is using the company to spy. So there were sanctions in place, and there's been discussion of easing those sanctions, rolling them back. And so, actually, the Senate Banking Committee passed a resolution saying, make it harder for the president to do that. But Pompeo was asked about that, and Pompeo said, look, there's been no decision when it comes to ZTE that's still under consideration. And he made a point to say that, look, we've known about this threat since 2012 from that company, and that the previous administration did nothing about it. So they're saying, look, this is in the holding pattern. No decision has been made.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the news coming out about the withdrawal from that June 12th summit in Singapore with North Korea, we will continue to look at North Korea as some level of a threat. But what about Syria and ISIS? They've been a threat for quite some time now. Did Pompeo weigh in on any progress against our efforts to minimize that threat?
Well, he did in his opening statement. He talked about ISIS and how really military action has helped contain and deal with that in taking back the caliphate. And he also was calling on coalition partners to continue in that effort. When it comes to Syria, again, you know, really calling on Iran to get out of there. That's part of the long list of demands that the U.S. has for Iran when it comes to coming any kind of deal with them with their nuclear program. And by the way, today's message, I think, to North Korea is also a message to Iran that we're not just going to sit back and take comments, incendiary comments, things like that, and threats, because not only were they, you know, saying these things about Pence, but also threatening a nuclear confrontation once again. So I think that if the president were to let this fly by, Iran could think, oh, we can do this kind of thing, too.
Yeah. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, thank you so much for the update. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.